Mark my words, cried the beautiful Balin. We shall have a regular king in that young candidate. And so, obviously true, but also supposed to be prophetic. It's the next morning in chapter 9, and Kay wants to know where Ward's been. Kay, even though he's 2 years older, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's jealous of Ward. He's jealous of the attention Ward gets from Merlin. And Ward, you know, Ward the silly guy. You know, he's just too sensitive. You know? He'd be really popular. You know, he's a sensitive guy. You know? And so he hurries off to Merlin to complain. Says, you know, why are you doing all this stuff for me? Merlin says, sometimes life seems unfair. And to illustrate this, he tells him the story of the rabbi. And the point of the story of the rabbi is that we might think on the surface, or things on the surface might appear to be unfair, but if you knew, you realize how fair they were. And this gets back, I think, maybe to the question I said I wanted to ask, and I didn't have a clear answer, but certainly implied here, who sent Merlin? Why does he have special magic, or who gave him special magic to help Ward? When you read this story, if you remember on the bottom of page 88, this rabbi, said Merlin, went on a journey with the prophet Elijah. They walked all day, and at nightfall they came to the humble cottage of a poor man, whose only treasure was a cow. The poor man ran out of his cottage, and his wife ran too, to welcome the strangers for the night and to offer them all the simple hospitality which they were able to give in straitened circumstances. Elijah and the rabbi were entertained with plenty of the cow's milk, sustained by homemade bread and butter, and they were put to sleep in the best bed while their kindly host lay down before the kitchen fire.